Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Matt Mershell from the Orlando Sentinel covers this program year-round, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Matt, thanks so much for taking the time, and Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, no problem. Happy New Year to you as well.
Big headlines, a big splash. I mean, at a time where the school really wanted that and really needed it, because Gus Malzahn moves on, didn't have the greatest last couple years. As they moved into the Big 12, it was paramount that they get into a lot of big time living rooms. They weren't doing that as much. Talk about what significance this hire has, because there's a lot of people still, man, a little bit soured on how he left last time, but then there's a lot of people who are forgiving pretty quickly too.
Yeah, I think this is a hire that, drew a lot of attention. This is when, you look at athletic director Terry Mahajer when he was out there looking to find a replacement for Gus Malzahn. There were a lot of names that were out there that were, at programs who either were Power Four programs or programs that were maybe upper echelon Group of Five programs. But I think Terry, talked about this. He sat down with Scott, who's out in L.A., working with the Rams as a consultant and an analyst. He sat down with Scott and really kind of saw that Scott had the passion and the fire to want to come back and really wanted to kind of finish what he'd started. He felt like he didn't get a chance to finish it, because he left to take the job in Nebraska, and that we know how that went. That didn't work out well for him. But as the kind of process went along, I think Terry realized that Scott was going to be the guy, that he was the guy that really kind of fit everything they were looking for. He wasn't a high profile guy at the moment, but he's a guy that certainly knew how to coach and, felt like this would be the right opportunity for him. He was, and especially that this opportunity wasn't going to be a stepping stone for somewhere else. Scott yeah. wasn't going to come here and, take the job and then 2 or 3 years later, leave to go take another job, somewhere else. So I think it was a big time hire. It drew a lot of attention, got a lot of support from the fans. Yes, there's some that don't, that's grumbled about it, but I think the majority of the fans I've spoken with have seen are really excited about this hire and feel like this is a good opportunity for them. And the players themselves have kind of jumped in on it, all aboard on it. And I think now as they continue to fill out their coaching, their coaching staff and continue to work on their transfer classes, I think it's turned out so far to be an excellent hire for them.
Yeah, no doubt. And the program needed that because of the fact that here's a program now that is recruiting against everybody. Miami, Florida State. I mean, they're playing, for the same, objective as all those programs are playing. They're playing in a tough Big 12 schedule, as we saw this past year. Obviously before the year, you kind of looked up and down and saw a lot of these teams like Arizona and Arizona State and Utah and Colorado, along, with some of the other teams. The Big 12 has gotten to the point now, Matt, where, there's some, as we saw with Arizona State, as we saw with Iowa State, as we saw with Colorado, they can line up against anybody.
Yeah, there's a lot of parity in the Big 12. That was the thing going into the season. There wasn't just one or two teams that I think you could have said, much like with the SEC or the Big 10 or the ACC, there weren't one or two teams that you felt like this is it, they're going to win it. You felt like there were five or six teams that could be in at the very end. And I think that's what we saw this year. You saw that. You mentioned the Arizona State. You mentioned BYU, Iowa State. Those were programs that were right there as well. UCF wanted to be there. It didn't work out that well. It didn't work out that way. And I think they had some struggles. I think it's difficult to make the transition. And this is a difficult lesson, I think, for fans and people who follow UCF. It's to understand is it's a difficult transition to go from a Group of Five program to be in a Power Four conference. It's not, you can't just do it overnight. You can't all of a sudden be contending for titles, 2 years later. And I think that's been the challenge for them. I think one of the reasons that Scott Frost works well, what they're trying to do more right now, is Scott's done more with less. He did that in the past when he was here at UCF, you know, because when they were a group of five school in the American, you know, they were able, he was able to recruit guys, local guys, guys who maybe were three-star guys who weren't being heavily recruited. And he brought them aboard and he was able to get the most out of them and be able to find success with them. And I think when you look at the Big 12 and you look at how college football is changing, I think that's what they were looking for. They're looking for sort of what Kenny Dillingham found at Arizona State, you know, where he went in and got guys, you know, Cam Scadaboo, who maybe wasn't considered a high prospect, who came in and now look what he was able to do. I think if you can kind of bring someone in who's willing to do that and find those guys, I think you're looking at an opportunity for success, especially in a Big 12 that I think next year will be just as much parity as it was this year.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Matt Michelle joins us, Orlando Sentinel. And the one thing, too, that a lot of people are kind of worried about, especially the timing of, you know, of Gus leaving, was a recruiting class. And a lot of people are saying, oh, wow, you know, we got a few kids here. But they did pretty well. They held on to Tavion Swint from Osceola, who was a marquee back since he got there. Tony Williams, a kid who I know they coveted at the beginning of safety from Palm Beach Central. But they held on to a lot of those kids like that, which was impressive. Then they got a couple of local guys and Jacquez Joyner from Coco, which is always, you know, always important. They used Tampa a little bit. Talk about that, because I think that that was the big thing. And I know they're going to add some more here in January, but I think that was something that people are saying, well, wait a minute. We can't afford to lose a kid like Swint. We can't afford to lose a kid like Rakeem Stroud or Tony Williams. So they held on to him. And I think that's a feather in the cap, too.
Yeah, you know, especially considering the fact that when Scott got here, I mean, you know, he didn't have a staff in place. You know, he had some guys who were still around the program, you know, who were helping out during recruiting, but there was still transition. You know, let's not forget that, you know, Scott came in, his first couple of hires, you know, were Sean Becton, you know, at receivers coach, and Mackenzie Milton as his quarterbacks coach. It's not like he came in and had a full staff that he was really ready to go out there and do that. So, yeah, for them to kind of get some of these players to keep them around, I'm still going to, I've said this for weeks now, I think some of the bigger recruiting wins for Scott Frost are some of the guys he kept on this roster. Guys like Ja'Kari Henderson, Damari Henderson, the Henderson twins, who jumped in the portal, but then he talked them out of the portal. You know, guys like John Walker, you know, guys who were big-name players. Today, Jason Johnson, a guy who was a stellar freshman from Seminole, who entered the portal and was committed to two other schools, and now is coming back to UCF. I mean, I think, to me, those are bigger wins recruiting-wise than some of these guys that they got. No, that doesn't take anything away from Swint and Williams and all those guys, but I think for Frost, that was bigger for him, you know, is to keep some of these guys around here, some of these local guys. Braden Marshall, another guy who was local, you know, to go out there and keep this roster together, because in today's day and age, it's easy for everybody to jump in the portal and get out of it, you know. So to come in and say, hey, come back, stay here, look what we're doing. We're going to promise things are going to get better, or we're going to at least make things look, you know, get better at some point. I think that's the bigger recruiting win for him and staff, because that takes a lot. And to talk guys out of the portal and say, listen, this is what we're going to do, and this is how it's going to go, I think that was huge for them. And then, you know, then you start adding the pieces around with the transfer portal. And I think they've done a really good job with that so far with the 23 transfers they've got. They've got guys who may not be household names, but guys who really have multiple years of eligibility, and guys who really, I feel like, were guys maybe overlooked by a lot of schools, who now are going to be able to come in and get an opportunity to play right away.
Yeah, and as you said, Cam Scadaboo wasn't a household name, so anything could help. And before I let you go, the other thing that I thought was great is how he assembled the coaching staff, and he brought, you know, Steve Cooper, who's he's very familiar with as his offensive coordinator. As you mentioned, Sean Becton comes back. It's like Sean, I think, whenever they hire somebody, he belongs to the school. He's been there forever. You know, Brandon Harris, which is, you know, his brother, obviously, Tim did a tremendous job as offensive coordinator. He's moved on to FSU, but getting Brandon Harris as a defensive backs coach, I thought, was huge, not only from the standpoint of the X's and O's, Matt, but for the fact that he can recruit. And a lot of people, yeah, especially in South Florida, where Tim was the guy in South Florida because of his knowledge and, you know, because he grew up in that area. Now Brandon comes in. I think he kind of takes his place as far as recruiting. I think that may have been, you know, obviously having Mike Dawson and Kenny Martin were great, but having somebody like Brandon Harris, I thought was probably as big a get as a coach as you could get.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. And I think that was one of the reasons why you get a guy like him. You know, you bring him in, you want to be able to keep that pipeline going to South Florida. I don't think Scott's going to not recruit. You know, I know Gus recruited really hard, you know, the state of Florida and Central, yeah, Florida, and he wanted to do a really good job. I think Scott's going to do the same. I just think it's maybe the different types of players that they recruit. I think they're, okay, differently. I think Scott wants to go after some guys who maybe, like I said, maybe aren't guys that are going to be highly sought after, but guys, he feels like, listen, we're going to come in here and we're going to bring you in here. You're going to have some success. Think about that 2017 team that UCF had that went on to beat Auburn, you know, in the Peach Bowl. There, sure, were guys on that team that weren't highly, they weren't four-star guys. They weren't highly, yeah, sought after, but he turned them around and really had guys go out there and were able to make plays and were able to do things that, you know, helped that team together. And I think that's going to be the biggest key, is building that chemistry, getting these guys aboard, and, you know, a talent evaluation. I think, yeah, that's the biggest thing for any coach in college football, is talent evaluation, whether it's recruiting through high schools or recruiting in the portal.
Good stuff. Matt, let everybody know how they can follow you, social media, your website, so they can follow along with UCF.
Yeah, they can go to OrlandoSentinel.com to check out all the latest UCF stuff. You can follow me on social media at OS Matt Michelle.
Matt, I can't thank you enough, man. We'll catch up with you probably towards the spring.
All right, take care.
Good stuff. Matt Michelle from the Orlando Sentinel.